Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 27.
27. This just into our newsroom. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
In the night.
That was...
Another
apparently
plane.
That was another plane.
Seems to say.
An airplane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
All is lost.
There appears to be a gaping hole.
Gone away.
Oh, there it goes, there it goes, there it goes, there it goes.
But I know.
The whole site has collapsed.
The whole building has collapsed.
Not alone.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and a complete collapse.
By the light. She stands.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
There she waits.
We're not going to be cowered by it, that we're not afraid.
Faithful friend.
The freedom-loving nations of the world stand by our side.
Shimmering stars.
Proud to have the red, white, and blue.
Westward wind.
This country will not relent.
Show the way.
I think about the families, the children.
To the place.
Freedom itself was attacked, and freedom will be defended.
She stands.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you.
Just when you think it might be over.
Come on!
Just when you think the fight has gone. Someone will risk his life to raise
him. The resolve of our is being tested.
Then she stands.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, forever and ever, justice for all.
Then she flies.
We will not forget the 2,800 people.
Clear blue sky.
Police and fire not only were heroes at the beginning, but they're still heroes.
Binds us with red.
We're going to come out of this emotionally stronger.
Those that die.
And the commitment of our fathers is now the calling of our time.
Once to once.
I don't think anybody should forget the visions of that day.
By the brave.
Those guys did more than anyone ever expected of them.
In this dream.
They messed with the wrong city. They messed with the wrong state.
She stands.
And I just don't want people to forget.
A sense of duty to protect us all.
When all your hopes come crashing down,
we'll be steadfast in our determination.
country now understand who the true defenders are.
May the Irish hills caress you. May her lakes and rivers bless you.
We see the flying sword and tatter.
May the luck of the Irish enfold you.
We've seen her stand the test of time.
May the blessings of St. Patrick behold you.
Then through it all the fools have fallen.
God bless Ireland. God bless the United States of America.
There she stands.
Now America's embracing a new ethic and a new creed. Let's roll.
By the dawn.
The phrase New York's finest and New York's bravest means something now, doesn't it?
This is a time to reflect and be thankful for where we are today.
And through the fight,
we will rebuild New York City.
She stands.
Yet after America was attacked, it was as if our entire country looked into a mirror and saw our better selves.
20 years ago tomorrow, it was Michael W. Smith, There She Stands. We have a video version of this. Will air in its entirety. You might want to tape it tonight. It'll just breaks you down. That just brings me back to that day. It just snaps my head right back into reality. You know, we go through our days and you're in a fog and you're in a daze and you got your routines and you're, you know, I'm like a Marine all week, you know, regimented, doing every single thing, and just stops you on a dime. What happened? 2,977 of our fellow Americans murdered, slaughtered, that day by evil. The line in Michael W. Smith's song that stands out to me: when evil calls itself a martyr. And when you look at this through the prism of what we've just witnessed, and I know a lot of you are very angry about Joe Biden and that speech, and I got a lot to say on it. We'll get to that, I promise. But it snaps me back to that time. 20 years, it seems like 20 minutes to me. And all that national treasure that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Joe Biden now leaves Americans, abandons them behind enemy lines. We don't know how many. They're lying about the numbers. I don't even believe them. And it shocks your conscience. It shocks your soul. You know, they're now explaining in the State Department, and Jen Psaki spinning and explaining, you know, why it is that they're not. The State Department said, if you have a chartered flight with Americans on it, don't plan on landing in the U.S. You're not allowed. If you find another country that will accept your chartered flight, but they need our permission, they won't be forthcoming. Actually put that in writing. What has happened? That's not the United States of America that I know. It's just not. Just so sickening to me on every single level. You know, here you've got, we know the Taliban. Well, you know, the 9/11 Commission report was clear. They were at war with us. We weren't at war with them. What do you think's happening now? Plotting, planning, scheming the next attack. And we just abandoned Americans, something Joe Biden said he would never do. No, we'll stay till every American gets out. You know, Jen Psaki defending the Taliban is businesslike. You have that idiot Secretary of State Tony Blinken talking about inclusivity, and we need more inclusivity in the Taliban government. They allow young girls to be taken and ripped out of their mother and father's arms and taken as sex slaves or married off to Taliban fighters. Really, you're going to lecture them on inclusivity? Jeez, sure, they're all woke within the Taliban. How do you not know your enemy? Jen Psaki, you know, defending, calling the Taliban, they're very businesslike. You got to be kidding. We're not going to allow those chartered planes to land in America. And if you need our permission if you get a third party country to accept your charter, we're not going to give you that permission. How'd that happen? In light of looking at hearing this this song with the audio accompanying it and tonight with the video accompanying it, it just takes you back. And by the way, you know, total blackout now. I know the Ivory Towers sophisticates, you know, sophisticated media mob people, they love to mock Donald Trump when he complains about anything. Every tweet outraged them. Oh, the vapors, you know, I'm more outraged that Americans are left behind enemy lines, held hostage. But there now is the near blackout in the media, and Joe Biden and the White House will do everything they can not to talk about this ever again. They're running out to California to go campaign for Gavin Newsom. That's more important, apparently. Donald Trump would never leave Americans behind. Donald Trump, as soon as the Taliban was on the march, one day he would have obliterated them like Baghdadi and his associates and Soleimani, the world's most evil terrorist, and the Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen and the caliphate. He bombed them, you know, straight into the dark ages and beat them back as Joe and Barack Obama let them grow and grow and grow and on the move. Nothing. We now have 143 Americans now have been held against their will by the Taliban for more than a week at Mazar-e-Sharif Airport. That's in northern Afghanistan. Overwhelmingly, Democratic media knows the Iranian hostage crisis that destroyed Jimmy Carter's reelection chances. By the way, it's day 27. Americans held hostage behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. And all they want to talk about is either anything but this. Days after abandoning Americans in Afghanistan against the will of many families that lost loved ones 20 years ago tomorrow, Biden apparently is going to visit Ground Zero and other locations. You know, President Biden will not give a live speech to commemorate the 9/11 attacks, and he'll release a pre-recorded video of his remarks. You will hear from Biden in the form of a video. Biden plans to fly to the Big Apple 9 p.m. Friday, stay at a Midtown Manhattan hotel overnight before joining a ceremony at 9/11's Memorial Museum at 8:30 a.m. According to law enforcement, they'll commemorate the anniversary with the moment of silence at the where the World Trade Center once stood. And that minute, the first plane, the 8:46 a.m., the minute the first plane crashed. I know where I was. Do you remember where you were? Dropping my son, now college graduated, off of preschool. My best friend from third grade, John Gomez, called me. He's just here the other day. We're hanging out. We had a great time with him. I had a great time with him. And he called me. He said, did you see this? No, what? And I go home. I'm like, oh, the world changed. The world changed. Biden's White House praises the Taliban as businesslike and professional. How about knowing what your enemy, you idiots? According to the White House, yep, that Taliban, they are businesslike and professional. Did they not see the photos of the journalists that got the living Adam Schiff beating the hell out of them? Did they not see the video we showed last night of women getting the hell beat out of them for protesting in Kabul? They beat the hell out of them. Are they not following the reports of allies of the U.S. being ripped from their homes? Never to be seen or heard from again. I guarantee you that's only the beginning of the purge. Biden White House is extremely grateful to the Islamist extremists. The Taliban is businesslike and professional. We're very grateful. Then they're lying about the numbers. Daryl Issa says they're full of crap. Oh, there's a very small number of Americans, around 100 Americans left. Okay, give us the number. There was a deadline with Congress. They didn't do it. People who may have decided to not to have departed, one reason Americans are in the numbers are unclear. Underage Afghan girls say they were raped and forced into marriage to escape the Taliban. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly investigating these claims by young female Afghan refugees. Michael Moore is out there. He's flabbergasted by the grace and precision and safety of Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal. Maybe we'll send Michael Moore in exchange for one of the Americans held hostage if he thinks it's so graceful and done with such precision and safety. so sad, and it's so preventable. Hundreds of thousands of American citizens hundreds into the thousands of American citizens and green card holders stuck in Afghanistan, according to former U.S. officials in Afghanistan. Americans refused to leave without their families. All this so easily preventable, as the Taliban was on the march, and they owned the whole territory, Bagram Air Base, and they could have done it, and they could have pushed back the Taliban just using drone strikes. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be part of the program. So tomorrow, the 20th anniversary of losing 2,977 of our fellow Americans. Of course, all of this was orchestrated under Taliban rule. Now we have a report out about the very professional and business-like Taliban, as Jen Psaki defends. Yeah, FoxNews.com, an Afghan interpreter who aided the U.S. military for the last decade. Yeah, telling Fox News the Taliban beat him in his home on Thursday night for suspected ties to the U.S. government, and he and his family face a year-long delay for approval for the special immigration visa applications. He'll probably be dead if you want to know the truth. Once the world's not watching, all hell's going to break loose. The interpreter requested anonymity and for his family's safety. Said over the phone, the Taliban came to his home, tortured him right in front of his wife and three young children. They came to our house, they beat me, they tortured me, and asked why we left home last week when the Taliban was checking our house. We escaped, we were hiding from the Taliban because I feared they know about my identity and my job because I was working for the U.S. government. They were beating me, trying to find out what my job was. I told them I was just a simple civilian person. I told them I was not part of the government or the U.S. coalition forces. They asked me, are you a U.S. spy for the U.S. military? You a spy for the U.S. government? My kids were crying. My wife was crying. They tortured me. They beat me in front of them and tried to take me to their station. His wife added, my husband was working with the Americans, and right now they're not helping us. No, they're not.
Hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 till the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Now, let me get to this speech that we ran in our final hour yesterday and didn't have a lot of time to comment, really absorb until I got on TV last night. Of course, it starts with Biden praising himself for all the progress that he's made in combating the virus and rebuilding the economy. I'm like, okay. Yeah, just like you're doing great on the borders, you're doing great with energy, you're doing great in Afghanistan, our enemies are walking all over us, and you just keep patting yourself on the back, and let's ignore the basic fundamental fact that we have a 300% increase over last year in terms of coronavirus cases in the United States from just 1 year ago. Daily U.S. COVID cases up by more than 300%. From Labor Day last year. Great job, Joe. You're doing great. And then this, you know, he's lecturing and scolding the American people and demonizing the unvaccinated and lashing out at them. Biden declaring the pandemic was now only for unvaccinated people. That's just not true. Now, I have friends that are fully vaccinated that have gotten COVID-19. And actually, when I talk to healthcare providers, a number of which I've spoken to this week, not that willingly, but I had to. Anyway, talk to them. They're seeing it every day. And it's like the majority of new cases now, at least in the New York area, according to all these doctors and nurses that I've talked to. Anyway, so that's just not true. Now, he's right in saying that, okay, even if you have a breakthrough case, the odds of being hospitalized or dying are less. Okay. Sure, that's with the Delta variant. Yesterday, he only dealt with the Delta variant. Behind that, we've got the Peruvian Lambda variant. We're not sure where that's quite headed. Now we have in 49 out of the 50 states, I think the only state that hasn't had a case that's identified yet is Nebraska, of what's known as the Mu variant, MU variant. I don't know what you want to call it. We don't know what variants, what these variants are going to do, because, you know, the people actually devote entire portions of their lives, their entire adult lifetime, I should say, studying viruses. It's complicated business. And, you know, that's why America paying, just as we've learned from The Intercept and their 900 pages of documents and the emails of Fauci, we ended up paying for gain-of-function research. It now is pretty evident, which is just so outrageous. But this White House promises not to fire the great Dr. Fauci. But then Biden just went after, just lecture, scolding, demonizing the unvaccinated. And I said, oh, okay, is it scientific? Ask yourself this. We keep being told, follow the science, follow the science, follow the science. Are we following science if we only have one solution fits all, you know, mandates? Because that's what he's now ordered. He made no exemptions, mentioned no exemptions yesterday in his speech. He doesn't speak at night. He's asleep. He mentioned no exact. Well, what about the rare conditions that some people have that prevent them from being advised by their doctors? You can't get this vaccine because of your condition, your unique medical condition. You know, the idea that Dr. Joe Biden, he's not a medical. What medical school did he go to? What medical school did Don Lemon go to? Dr. Don Lemon. What medical school did Dr. Rachel Maddow go to? I love all these doctors out there. They all demand, Hannity, you need to tell people. I'm like, no, I don't need to tell people. I've given you my speech. I'm not going to reiterate it because I've said it so many times to take it seriously. I believe in science. I believe in vaccination science. Do your research. Check everything you possibly can. Take into account your unique medical history that I don't know, your current medical condition I don't know. And then talk to your doctors, and make an informed decision and take it seriously. I've seen the worst of this thing. I have seen the worst. And, you know, but they're just lecturing us. Now he's the unvaccinated people are, this is only a pandemic for the unvaccinated. Well, we have breakthrough cases. And then we've got all these variants. We have no idea what they're going to bring with them. And he says Biden unvaccinated people are causing a lot of damage. Now we're going to require all employers with more than 100 employees mandate that their workers get vaccinated or tested weekly. Okay. On the tested weekly, actually, I'm not that upset about that. Fine. Test them. They're going to, and Joe said he's going to, we'll back you up. We'll pay for the time it takes to test you. Okay. Oh, fine. Joe wants to pay for that. Don't worry. It means you're going to pay for that. But then he really lays into Americans. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe and effective and free. And this is not about freedom. This is not about freedom or personal choice. Not has everything to do with freedom. Every single solitary thing you could think of to do with, you know, freedom. Not sure exactly what he's talking about here. Now, you want to talk about every autocratic government everywhere has always done things in moments, you know, deliberately undermine freedom, you know, oh, in the name of public safety, national security, legitimacy, maintaining law and order for the good of the people, all the bumper stickers. That's the antithesis of freedom. I get nervous, I'll be honest, any and every time a chief executive says, not about freedom. That usually means it's about freedom, at least to me. You know, tell the employer you're fine with noncompliance. You know, it's sad because I actually met a nurse this week. I've made enough of the fact that I've been jabbed and stabbed and poked and prodded all week, which is annoying, but it's not about me. And anyway, so I talked, but there are nurses. One nurse in particular says, I'm not going to get the vaccine. She gave me her reasons. I'm not going to give it into details. I interviewed a nurse in Houston that got fired and she got COVID. Remember, these nurses, these doctors, these janitors, these orderlies, these EMT people, when we had no Regeneron therapeutics, when we had no vaccines, They went in every single solitary day and into a petri dish of work conditions, and all to save other people, putting their own lives at risk. And now we're going to fire them in some instances. And in other instances, people had it and they said, I'm good with my personal choice, freedom. It's not about freedom of personal choice with natural immunity. What are they going to do now? They're going to go in with handcuffs and take Senator Rand Paul, medical doctor Rand Paul, who has natural immunity and believes in T-cell immunity. Cleveland Clinic had great results with that. And he's following and believing in that science. They still need to go further. They say, okay, fine. Go further. Do it fast. Now we have plenty of anecdotal evidence. You ought to be able to put that together quicker than they are. You know, and then we're frustrated. What do you mean you're frustrated? Excuse me. Was you going to scold Americans that don't want your magic potion that for whatever reason, maybe their rare condition? Where's the exemptions? There's no exemptions. One size fits all medicine. How is that following science? That doesn't sound like science to me. If you're not going to take into account a rare condition where that prohibits somebody legitimately from getting a vaccine. Like a 19-year-old girl that I interviewed, I told you about. She was on TV, she was on the radio program. And then he goes on to attack everybody else. We're in a tough stretch, and it could last for a while. Oh, 300% increase from last year. Yeah, I'd say that's a tough stretch. And instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated to mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities. This is totally unacceptable. Which governor? Can you give me the names? Even fake news CNN have their lawyers saying, yeah, this isn't going to fly in court. The 25% of unvaccinated Americans can cause a lot of damage, and they are. So what are we now? We're trying to divide Americans along. We're going to have a special sign put on us, you know, vaccinated, unvaccinated, you know, green for go and red for stop. Is that the new America? Does that sound like freedom to you? Not about personal freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. And by the way, I want you to protect those around you. But these lectures, and what makes it incredibly more frustrating, is we have the tools to combat COVID-19, and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics I refer to are making people sick and causing unvaccinated people to die. There are some people that are going to make bad decisions in their life. Are we going to lecture junkies too? People shooting heroin into that? They don't know what the hell they're shooting into their arm. We're going to, you know, have comedians and radio hosts tell us, you know, those people deserve to die and they don't deserve medical attention or care if they go to an emergency room. Any conservative ever said that, which I don't think they would. That would be considered just soulless, frankly, to me. I care about every life. Just like I care about the lives of the Americans held behind enemy lines right now that nobody else seems to want to remember or talk about. It's day 27, Americans held hostage behind enemy lines, and we're not going to forget. And that's Joe Biden's America now. You know, I've gone over. I refuse, in spite of enormous pressure, me telling, just take this sucker seriously, please. I've given you the best advice I possibly can. Go see a doctor. Be smart about this. Make good decisions. Look at the science. Read there's so much you can read and make the best decision for you. You know, Joe Biden saying he supports vaccines for kids 11 and under. Where's that science, Joe? Show me the science. I've met people who've been on ventilators and passed. I know people that passed away, and I know people that barely survived. That's why I've been saying to take it seriously. Even got praised by liberals for saying, I really don't mind the stupid mask, in the hopes that we get back to normal. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now it's 2 years later. You know, notice Joe never mentioned Afghanistan yesterday. The media mob is low. They're not mentioning Afghanistan. And he's lashing out at Americans as if they're all to blame for the rise of COVID under his watch, with cases up to 300% over last year. We didn't have three vaccines at this time last year, Joe. Yesterday, for the first time, he mentioned monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron for the first time. Do the right thing. His patience is wearing thin? Wow. What happened to I'm going to shut down the virus? That didn't happen, Joe. Now you're looking for a scapegoat? Now you're going to vilify the unvaccinated? What, are we going to put signs on their door? There are unvaccinated people that live here. What about following the science? Does one size fit, you know, only one answer? One size fits all medicine. It's not exactly scientific. And when someone has natural immunity, if they just had COVID, they're supposed to wait anyway before they get the vaccine. They have to wait. I think that's the recommendation is 3 to 6 months, depending on what your antibody level is. But then you still have T-cell antibodies. That's following science, too. We've interviewed enough doctors. Yeah, T-cell antibodies, in other words, that your body would recognize coronavirus and probably the variants as well. One mask, no mask, one mask, two masks, three masks, four, five masks, you know, how many masks? Masks outdoors, no masks outdoors. It's going to be vaxxed or you got to be masked. Now it's vaxxed and masked. Now it's vaxxed, masked, and now you got to have a booster. 2 weeks to slow the spread, 2 years later. You know, Fauci, yeah, he goes to a ball game maskless. Why is he still working? Gavin Newsom, large dinners inside restaurants. Nobody else in California can go to a dinner. His kids, they go to private school, in-person learning. The rest of California's kids, no way. His winery stays open. You know, it's just unbelievable to me. What about the CDC director tweeting, there will be no nationwide mandate? Let me play Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and Nancy Pelosi. Listen to these three.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates. And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take.
So here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's not something we can do. It's not the role of the federal government. No, I wouldn't mandate vaccinations, and here we are. The goalposts move every day.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.